USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New details are being released on the El Paso massacre as Congress tries to decide what to do about new gun legislation. In Washington, D.C., right before leaving for a New Jersey vacation, President Trump spoke of a possible attempt at making it tougher for people to get guns if they shouldn't have them.
We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important. I think my base relies very much on common sense, and they rely on me in terms of telling them what's happening.
The El Paso shooter was charged with 22 killings at a Walmart. Patrick Crucius told police that he specifically targeted Mexicans when he opened fire in the Walmart. The affidavit also gives details of the arrest. Crucius got out of his vehicle with his hands raised and stated out loud, "I'm the shooter." This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.